Reconciliation can't happen when people reject the facts. A recent study revealed that almost a third of Australians don't accept that government policies led to horrific consequences for our nation's First Peoples, and many others are simply unaware. With National Reconciliation Week starting this Sunday, Henry Tai asked the CEO of Reconciliation Australia, Karen Mundine, how reconciliation can happen.
So I guess a theme for 2018 National Reconciliation Week is don't keep history a mystery. And drawn out of that fact from our Australian Reconciliation Barometer, I guess what we're encouraging people to do, not only during National Reconciliation Week, but I guess in the lead up to and beyond, is really start questioning our history and particularly the relationship between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the broader Australian community. There's so much stuff that's out there, both positive stories. So just today I was looking at the Cricket Australia and the commemoration of the, I think it's 150 years since the first Australian cricket team went to London. And that was an Aboriginal team from Western Victoria. But we've also got parts of our history that are hard and difficult to tell. But again, it's really important for us to have those conversations, to learn about them, and I guess find a way forward for us as a collective and unified nation.
And to invite Australians to think about that, where do we start the conversation and who should start that conversation?
I think anyone can start the conversation, that's for sure. And we've got lots of resources and opportunities for people just to start learning themselves, perhaps, before talking to people. So there's such a wealth of films about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, about historical stories. There's so many books and websites out there. I think having a little bit of knowledge can help with the conversation before you start the conversation.
As we raise awareness and tell stories, what sort of action can we expect or do we want from government to come from this storytelling and continued awareness?
I think it's really important, I guess, to understand the context of where we are today. In that example of stolen generations, if we don't understand or accept there was a role of government played in taking children away, it's really hard to think about what are the policy challenges going forward.
Looking at schools and early childhood learning, how important is it to make sure that they know and make sure that they are able to communicate with their parents?
Yeah, so many people have said to us that they never learnt this stuff at school, so it wasn't part of their history or learning about the relationships. And it's so important that that's in the curriculum, but I think it's more than just in the curriculum. Having that within a school system, we know that students start to talk to their families about things that they are learning at school. That starts conversations at home. It starts conversations within broader families and friends. And if the parents are working in an organisation that has a reconciliation action plan, similar conversations might be held. So you get this ripple effect of people learning collaboratively and collectively.
Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, ending that report by Henry Tai.